Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Lloyd, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, my good sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing well, and I hope you're doing well as well.
Oh, yes, I'm doing well indeed. Well, today we're going to be speaking about the seven secrets of answered prayer. This is a VOP lesson. So when we read the stories of Elijah, Moses, and we read the stories of Daniel and how their prayers were answered in a mighty way, time and time again, it's easy to believe that they had some kind of a cheat code, getting things done. Can we also get similar results when we pray? So this lesson, we are going to be answering that question. So Pastor, my elder, why do some prayers seem to go unanswered? What is it that we're missing?
What's very interesting, you remind me of the disciples of Christ, when they go to him and they say, teach us how to pray.
Yeah.
Now, one thing which is very interesting is that the disciples are people that were raised, born Jews and raised as Jews. Now, it's very interesting because when you go to the Jews, it says, when you go to how Jews were raised, they were raised in such a way where they were taught how to pray. They were taught everything. In fact, the Bible says, teach them when they lie down, when they stand up, when they go in, when they go out, and when they are walking. So it means that they were taught everything. So for them to go to Christ and say, teach us how to pray, sounds like something which is very strange, because those are people that are taught at a very young age. But then you get to understand later on, when we become Adventists and when we grow up in the faith, and then you realize that, okay, there is definitely something that we are missing about this whole thing of prayer.
Yeah.
So it seems like there is definitely something that we are missing when it comes to prayer. I would like us to look into that, because Jesus says, the Bible tells us that Jesus is able to do for us abundantly and exceedingly and above all that we ask or think. So the question that therefore remains is, how then are we not receiving what we are praying for? So I believe there are secrets to prayer that make, or that open doors that make God there are certain secrets that make God answer our prayers in accordance to His will.
All right. In today's lesson, we're talking about the seven secrets of answered prayer. Please do take us through those.
All right. So secret number one, of course, is number one, we have to keep close to Christ, which is something which is very important. We have to keep close to Christ. John chapter 15, verses 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Which is something which is, I think this is a very cryptic message. The question is, how do we abide in someone who is not there? In someone who is in heaven? So the thing is, we should always keep... the psalmist says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. So therefore, the only way we can abide in Christ is by internalizing his word. So that's number one. Number two, we should keep trusting in God. When we're talking about trusting in God, I think the best way we can understand is when you are a parent. So if you're a parent, you understand that my children need, there are certain things that my children need, and there are certain things that my children do not need, but they do not know what they need. They do not know what is good for them. And sometimes we hedge them, we protect them. And sometimes the kind of protection that comes with basically raising kids, it involves a bit of not giving them what they need at that particular time. And there's a story which is told which gives us a representation of a child, a boy and a father. So the boy sees the father going early in the morning to shave his face with a razor. And then he also takes the razor and he wants to also shave his face, but he doesn't have beard. So the father holds him because he knows that that which is going to be a blessing to him in the future should not be introduced to him at this early age, because if it is introduced in this early age, it's going to be a curse to him. It's going to be painful towards him, because he may cut himself, he may what. So similar, God has a broader view. So we need to trust God in each and everything that we do. He knows everything. Therefore, Matthew says, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive. So that's very important, to believe that you will receive. And also it's very important to have the mind of the Hebrew boys that says, even if he does not, we will still not bow down. So it's very important in trusting, we accept God if he does, and we accept him even more if he does not do. And then the last on that particular point, the last thing that you will get there, there's a particular saying that says, if God takes away your troubles, you will have faith in God. But if God does not take away your troubles, it means God has faith in you.
Oh, so nice.
It is very important to understand that, so that you trust whatever, because God has faith that you are going to be able to go through that. Number three, surrender calmly to God's will. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, now this is very important, according to his will, he will hear us. Now there are so many things that we want in this world. We want cars, we want big houses. Are they bad things? No. But what is the motive behind asking for those things? Is God even featured there? There are some things that we do not get, not because God does not want to give us, but because we ask for them to fulfill our own purposes that have got nothing to do with God. And in some cases, those things that we ask them, they are to fulfill satanic. So I would put it this way: they are to fulfill satanic missions. Some of them have got nothing to do with God. So basically, God wants us to wait to ask things in His will. Then when we continue, we go and say, wait patiently on God. Patiently on God. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. That's Psalms chapter 40, verses 1. And it also reminds me of Daniel when he prayed. When Daniel prayed, his prayer was answered, but it did not get to him on time, because the devil was also fighting that his prayer does not get there. But it eventually gets there. So sometimes it's not that God has not answered our prayer. It is because the devil is also fighting that we do not get that which we have prayed for. So it's very important to wait patiently. Number five, we need to hold. We need not to hold on to sin. And then it says here, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. And then Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 and 2, it says that God's hand is not shortened, that it does not, that he cannot save, nor his ear that he cannot hear. But it is our sins that have separated us from him. So it's very important that when we pray, we also become changing Christians, because if we do not change, if we do not move from where we are towards him, you know, prayer, as Ellen White says, prayer does not bring God down towards us, but it lifts us up to God. Now, the biggest problem in the modern day Christians is that most Christians want to live a life that is filled with blessings, and yet they do not want the sacrifice that comes with it.
So
we need to sacrifice our lives. We need to sacrifice those things that we love, sinful things, because God is willing to answer us if we also are moving towards. You know, there are certain blessings that come with that automatically come with forsaking a sinful life. And then number six, feel the need for God. It is very important to feel the need for God. It says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, there's a certain saying that we have grown to love. We want the things of God, but we do not want the God of the things. So automatically, when we follow God, the blessings shall follow us. And then number six, be persistent in prayer. You know, sometimes when we pray, we then move from where we have prayed, and then we expect the blessings to find us when we have moved. You can't pray to have, you can't pray to have money and do nothing.
Yeah.
So sometimes our prayer, our prayers need to find us in the field. So we need to get into the field and continually pray yet in the field. We need to be persistent. Sometimes the prayers, the answers need to be, they need to find us. I mean, we spoke about Daniel, who prayed and the response was on its way, but the devil fought with the angel before he could get to Daniel. So we need to be persistent in prayer. Maybe sometimes people think that when we're talking about persistence in prayer, we believe that God is powerless, that he cannot save us. Mm. He cannot send he cannot answer us even in the state that we are in. But God is able to do that. But the reason for persistence is to keep you still holding on to God. Because if you are not persistent in prayer, you will move from where you are. And then Luke chapter 18, verses 5 to 7 says, because this window troubles me, I will avenge her, Because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? So shall not God avenge those who cry day and night? God will eventually, when we continually cry. You know, maybe let me give the scenario.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of children who cry continuously. But when a child cries continuously, even if you did not care, at some point you will move from where you are, because you are moved by the tears of the child. So the Bible says God, he then bottles our tears. So meaning that our tears, at some point they will move God. So if you are continual, in prayer, God is going to be able to move from where he is and come closer to us and change our situation and change our lives. So we need to continually remain in prayer.
Yeah,
I think it's in a nutshell, that's
quite powerful. I'm intrigued though by the last part, that it almost sounds as though we must continuously irritate God, and that once it gets irritated, because I'm hearing in my ears that once it gets fed up, he says, no, let me just answer these guys. Should we be looking at it like that?
No, like I said, that prayer does not take God from heaven and bring him down, but it takes us and lifts us to God. So the reason why we are being persistent. Now, remember that if we have followed the seven steps properly, it means that we are getting closer and closer towards God. Now, like I said before, that there are certain blessings that will not come until we become a certain people. Say, for example, You are praying for money.
Yeah.
But that money that you have been praying for is for you. Now, God does not want us. I also give an example of the Jews. the Jews were given the land as they were moving from Egypt. But because they were not yet ready to possess the land. Why? Because the land was supposed to be possessed by people who are ready to be the conduits of the blessings that of the land, the conduits of God's blessings. But now the problem is that the people were not yet ready to be conduits. They thought that when God blesses them, it remains with them. So sometimes when we pray, when we continually pray, so prayer does not go alone. Prayer goes with the study of His word. So the moment we keep on praying and we are persistent in prayer and we are persistent in reading God's word, we also become changed by beholding Him. So the moment we continually pray and continually read God's word, we become changed. And then eventually we become able to be the bearers of God's blessings because now we know what to do with them.
I see. Well, beautiful stuff, my elder. I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. And I do know that we don't take lightly that you prepared and made sure that you've got the study coming to us this afternoon. Blessings to you. We shall speak to you again tomorrow, hopefully.
Thank you so much. And may God bless you and the listeners.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.